share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It looks like that time of year has come again, where you can deduct your chargeable income with tax relief. In order to cultivate certain behaviors, practices, and habits among Malaysians, the government has offered up several tax reliefs to lessen our financial burdens. Some of these behaviors and practices include to encourage reading by providing tax relief for purchases of books, and to encourage exercise and sportsmanship by providing tax relief for purchases of sporting equipment and registration fees for sporting tournaments. Here is a full list of tax reliefs you can look forward to this season. Individual and dependent relatives, IRM 9000. Medical treatment, special needs and care expenses for parents, restricted to RM 8000. This is only eligible for parents with medical conditions certified by medical practitioners. Purchase of basic supporting equipment for disabled self, spouse, child or parent, restricted to RM 6000. Disabled individuals, IRM 6000. Education fees for yourself, restricted to RM 7000. If you're taking up a degree at a master's or doctorate level, you are eligible for the tax relief no matter the course you are studying. Though, for undergraduate degrees, you are only eligible for the tax relief if you are taking up the following courses: law, accounting, Islamic financing, technical, vocational, industrial, scientific and technology studies. You are also restricted to IRM 1000 tax relief if you are taking courses for the purpose of upskilling or self-enhancement recognized by the Director General of Skills Development under the National Skills Development Act 2006, effective from YA 2021 until YA 2022. Medical expenses for serious diseases for self, spouse or child, restricted to RM 8000. Medical expenses for fertility treatment for self or spouse, restricted to RM 8000. Vaccination expenses for self, spouse and child, restricted to RM 1000. Types of vaccine which qualify for deduction are as follows. Pneumococcal, human papillomavirus, HPV, influenza, rotavirus, varicella, meningococcal, TDAP combination, tetanus, diphtheria, acellular pertussis, coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19. You can also claim tax relief restricted to IRM 1000 for complete medical examinations for yourself, your spouse and your child, as well as COVID-19 detection tests and vaccination expenses for yourself, your spouse and your child. Lifestyle. Expenses for the use, benefit of yourself, your spouse or your child, restricted to RM 2500. This includes the purchase and subscription of books, journals, magazines, newspapers, including electronic subscription, and other similar publications except banned reading materials. You can also enjoy this tax relief for the purchase of personal computers, smartphones or tablets that are not for business uses and the purchase of sports equipment for sports activities defined under the Sports Development Act 1997 and the payment of gym membership. If your internet subscription is under your own name, the monthly payment for that also applies for this tax relief. Lifestyle. Purchase of personal computers, smartphones or tablets for yourself, your spouse or your child that are not for business uses, restricted to RM 2500. This deduction is an addition to the deduction granted under Item 10. Purchase of breastfeeding equipment for your own use for children aged 2 years and below, restricted to RM 1000. This deduction is only allowed once in every 2 years of assessment. Payment for child care fees to a registered child care center, kindergarten for children aged 6 years and below, restricted to RM 3000. Net deposit in Skim Simpanan Pendidikan Nasional, restricted to RM 8000. This net deposit is the total deposit in 2021 minus total withdrawal in 2021. Husband, wife, restricted to RM 4000. This includes the payment of alimony to former wives. Disabled husband, wife, IRM 5000. Each unmarried child and under the age of 18 years old, IRM 2000. Each unmarried child of 18 years and above, IRM 2000. This tax relief is only eligible for parents of children who are receiving a full-time education including a levels, certificate, matriculation or preparatory courses. Each unmarried child of 18 years and above, IRM 8000. This tax relief is only eligible for parents of children receiving further education in Malaysia, in respect of an award of diploma or higher, excluding matriculation or preparatory courses. Parents of children receiving further education outside Malaysia in respect of an award of degree or its equivalent including masters or doctorates are also eligible. the instruction and educational establishment shall be approved by the relevant government authorities. Parents with disabled children, IRM 6000. Parents will receive an additional exemption of IRM 8000 for disabled children age 18 years and above, who are not married and pursuing diplomas or above qualification in Malaysia, such as bachelor degree or above outside Malaysia. This additional exemption is only eligible for programs and higher education institutes that are accredited by related government authorities. Life insurance and EPF, restricted to RM 7000. This includes whatever that does not go through payroll deductions. Pensionable public servant category life insurance premium other than pensionable public servant category life insurance premium, restricted to RM 3000, contribution to EPF, approved scheme, restricted to RM 4000. Deferred annuity and private retirement scheme, PRS, restricted to RM 3000. This is with effect from the assessment year of 2012 until the assessment year of 2025. Education and medical insurance, restricted to RM 3000. This includes whatever that does not go through payroll deductions. Contribution to the Social Security Organization, SOCSO, restricted to RM 250. Payment for accommodation at premises registered with the Commissioner of Tourism and entrance fee to a tourist attraction, restricted to RM 1000. This is only eligible for expenses incurred on or after the 1st of March 2020 until the 31st of December 2021. Registered accommodation premises can be checked here. Additional lifestyle tax relief related to sports activities, restricted to RM 500. This includes the purchases of sports equipment for any sports activities as defined under the Sport Development Act 1997, excluding motorized two-wheeled bicycles. You are also eligible for this tax relief for the payment of rental or entrance fees to any sports facility and for the payment of registration fees for any sports competition where the organizer is approved and licensed by the Commissioner of Sports under the Sport Development Act 1997. For more information on the tax reliefs offered by the government, you can check out Lembaga Hasil Dalam Negeri Malaysia's, LHDN's, website here. Also read, MCMC. Activate two-factor authentication to avoid hackers and loss of access to social accounts. Source. Millionacres. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.